Shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Yaina Yisrael with another edition of the Yehuda Project. Please forgive me for being a little late today. I have a song that I'm going to play real quick, and we're going to give our host a chance to get on the line. Here we go.
Can't stay away from you too long. Even if I do, I'll always call. Checking on you, make sure you're okay. Be the one to brighten up your day. Yeah, yeah, and the point of it all, I love you. Yeah, you know I love you, baby. Oh, my days seem long whenever we're apart. Like someone has stolen away my heart. You're a major part of my life. And no matter what the storm may bring, I'm fine with you. And the point of it all, I love. And the reason for it all, I love you. Oh, I love you. Oh, I love you. Oh, I love you, sir.
With us. We apologize for being a little late this evening. We had a prior engagement that ran a little over, but I just want to say thank you all for your continued commitment to the Nation of Yehuda, to the Yehuda Project. Let me get my co-host on the line so we can open up the mics to him. Brother Donia, are you there?
Shalom, shalom. This is Donia. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. And how are you doing today?
I'm just old, not cold.
Oh, my goodness, you are not old. Stop saying that. You're only as old as you feel. You're
Uh-oh.
Not old.
I think
oh,
you hit
goodness,
on something. You're old as you feel.
All right. So tell me some things that are going on. And before, I know I always ask you a question, then I interrupt. So let me say this first. We're going to have a very interesting show today. We want to share some information with you. It's some things that we need to get over to you. And the purpose of the Yehuda Project is to make sure that we keep you abreast of current events, the things that are happening, the timelines of different things that are taking place, so that we can get our people prepared for when the time comes that we leave here. Also, if you have a comment, question, concern, you want to join in on our conversation, please feel free to push 1. We will have you on the line, and we want to hear what you have to say. So, Brother Donial, tell me about your weekend and some current events that are going on that you want to talk about.
Yeah, unfortunately, I got some people that's going through some real changes here. You know, when we get old, we can expect to expire. And my teacher is on the hospice list right now today. And I don't think that they expect him to bounce back. But he was a powerful person in Israel. He taught me everything that I know, and a bunch of other people that I know that, one of the brothers that he taught was Benjamin, and he had a stroke, you understand? And so he's unconscious right now, so we don't know what the outcome of his stroke has happened. But these are guys that I grew up with. I know them for almost 40 years, you understand? And I love them dearly. You understand? But it just lets us know that we can live a longer life if we eat properly and get the exercise. We exercise our mind and our body. You understand? We can live a nice long life and go out of here gracefully. You understand? And I think the Cohen has fulfilled that task, you understand, because he's been an instrumental person in Israel. And he's brought a lot of people in this way. You understand? I studied under him, under his teacher, for at least 7 to 8 years. You understand? And I know all of his children. I know all of Benjamin's children. You understand? And they good children, and they've been brought up in the way. And I don't know any of them that are doing. Committing these atrocities as we see these kids committing today, murders and rapes so these things that Cohen Levy was teaching, you understand, help those children to not to go by the way of the other nations, and that's another thing that can keep us here in living a long life. You understand, is that we don't take up the ways of the other nations. You understand? A lot of things is going on here in the world today, man. I think that this latest incident that's happened in Gaza has the potential of starting a chain reaction, because all of these guys are intertwined. You understand? The United States is back in America. And the United States has Britain, France, and a few other of those European countries backing each other. Then you got Russia is backing Iran, and Iran is backing the Palestinians. So it could start off a chain reaction. My main concern here is that we start pulling ourselves together and get us a strategy so that we can sustain our living when this stuff starts to blow up. And it's going to blow up, and it's not going to be pretty. Hallelujah.
Oh, sir, absolutely right. And our heart goes out to the family, to Cohen Levy's family. Anytime there's a loss, it is definitely felt through the whole nation of Israel. I just wanted to make an announcement. Brother Adonai is the Director of Aging, Bereavement, and Disabilities with the Nation of Yehuda. And everything that we talk about, we start. We're not just talkers, we're doers. We have already started our program and meeting with the funeral home directors and making sure that Hebrew Israelite is a category on their list. We also want to make an announcement for all of you all out there that are Morays, Kohanes, that would be willing to officiate funerals. We would like for you to email us at theyehudaproject@gmail.com. What we're going to do is we're going to put together a database for people to be able to go on our website and have a database, a list of Morays and Kohanes, which will officiate funerals for both Messianic, non-Messianic. We're going to have every category because we know that Israel is fragmented. And Brother Donal is going to handle that department. And we're meeting now with the black funeral homes all across the country. We're making connections with them all across the country so that we can make sure that we are recognized as a group of people, a nation of people, and that we do things a specific way. So these are the things that we're actually putting into place here at the Nation of Yehuda. The Yehuda Project is our radio show, which we use to advertise and to get information to our people. We are in the process also of putting together a hospice, a home hospice and a hospice organization for those who are expiring so that we can take care of our people while they're at their last moment and then make sure that once they cross over their funeral that they're honored in death as they were in life. And that is basically what we're trying to do. So
Hallelujah.
We want all of you all, again, those who know Kohane's Morays, just have them to email us at theyehudaproject@gmail.com because we need to put this list together. It is imperative that we put this list together because like Brother Donny, I said, we're about to introduce you into something today, and it came across my desk sometime this week, and I want you all to pay very close attention to what we're about to expose you to because this is getting ready to get real ugly here in a minute. And we don't mean to scare anybody, but at the same time, our job is to keep our people informed because no one else is doing that. Again, if you would like to join in on our conversation, please feel free to push 1. We sent emails out to everyone today to let them know. I wanted to talk about transhumanism. And I don't think that a lot of us know what that is. A lot of us have no idea what that involves. But basically, they are, through the machine, they are basically trying to merge humans with machines. And it started out with the video games. They mesmerize our children. Our children don't even play outside anymore. They're all consumed with the machine. And I ran across a clip not too long ago that I wanted to play, and I wanted to talk about this, and I think we need to pay attention to what's going on. Now, my question is, what do we do about it? Because our whole issue is not just dwelling in the problem, but we want to find a solution. So I wanted to play something for you real quick, Brother Donny. I wanted you to tell me, because this is pretty long, and I'm not going to be able to play the whole clip throughout our program, but I did want to be able to give some insight as to what's going on in terms of the things that they're doing outside with this whole issue. Because a lot of us don't understand that they're making every effort to make us become obsolete. And we've got to do something about it. You going to say something? Go ahead.
What I wanted to say is that we cannot get captivated on what these other nations are doing. You know, like I said, is that we cannot fool ourselves into thinking that they have something that's going to help us sustain our living. This place is getting ready to come down, and this is part of all of them. It's part of what Psalms 83, where it says that they will never let us become a nation ever again. You understand? And so once we become captivated on their doings and their things, and we become in this illusion of inclusion. You understand? We think that we are included in their way. You understand? It's always been these Gentiles' understanding is that they want to play the Almighty out of the picture. They the super people, and that's what they always did. And years ago on the TV, they had the Bionic Man. You understand? He had a super arm, and he was the savior of the earth. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And in truth and honesty, there is no savior but Yah. There's mm-hmm. no savior but the Almighty. You understand? But they keep us under this illusion that mm-hmm. that they the super people, and without them we won't exist. But we're gonna fool them all because the Almighty gonna destroy all of this here. And he's gonna bring
yes,
us back.
He is.
He's gonna put us back in our place. You understand? We as a nation of people, we were supposed to be the priest of all the nations. We were supposed to bring righteousness into the earth. These people ain't talking about no righteousness. Look, every nation that you know of today outside of Israel, you understand, got a gun. They getting ready to go to war. You understand?
Yes, they
ain't talking about no peace.
You understand? Absolutely.
You understand? So we need to, you know, we need to stay focused on who we are and what we need to do so that we can sustain ourselves when this war jump off. And it's not going to be a beautiful thing. It's not going to be pretty at all.
Those that
have this understanding of who we are, we need to step up. Hallelujah.
But you know what? We have so many people that are distracted. I mean, when you think about the distractions that they face every day, we got to inform them as to the things, you know, because you can't be ignorant of Satan's devices. And, you know, we've got to inform them of the things that we're facing and what we're dealing with, because people go along to get along, and they'll feel like, oh, well, it's all right. The sun is shining. The sky is blue. Everything's going to be all right. But I wanted to play this for you so you can just listen to a little bit of it, and then we're going to stop it and we're going to talk about it, because this is serious to the point where I understand now where all of the concentration camps and all of that stuff comes in, and it's really revealing the book of Daniel and the book of Revelation. All of this stuff is coming to pass, and they're doing it through the methods of science. So let me see if I can get this to play real quick so we can get it done. So, like I said, we can't play it all, but I'm going to try to play as much of it as I can so that we can see, you know, what's going on here. Because this is really, really, really serious, you know, because they're trying to make human beings obsolete. I mean, really, to the point where we don't even matter. They have a machine out called Eater.
Mm.
And it is created by the military. It's called EATR. And
mm-hmm.
I'm going to pull up the information on it so you can hear. But I wanted you to hear this little portion here, because we got to figure out, we got to get our people's minds out of the sand and really start focusing on what's going on.
Throughout the course
here
of
we go.
There have been periods when mankind made rapid advances. And then there are those other, much more numerous times that remain rather unnoticed. Dawn of the third millennium, how will this age be judged by posterity? And more importantly, what form will that posterity take? What kind of judgment will it be capable of? For soon, much sooner than we anticipate, mankind as we currently know it might radically change.
Burn, baby, burn!
Something new is emerging. While people have talked about global peace, the end of history, and the disappearance of ideology, an army of scientists around the world has continued working in their laboratories. The impact of this work is now slowly surfacing. Technology is about to take over the torch of history and will guide us to a new era. The disparate activities of scientists in the fields of genetics, robotics, artificial intelligence, bionics, and nanotechnology seem to be converging towards one goal: to transcend human limits. It will lead us inexorably towards a transhuman age, an age when more evolved species will leave mankind behind as a fossil in history.
To a transhuman base. We've come out of the humanist time, and now we're redefining what it is to be human.
Whether we like it or not, we're becoming cyborgs. We're becoming transhumans.
We have the opportunity now to try to do things better than nature has done.
Why not have a stronger arm than we have? Why not be able to run faster? Why not be able to have tougher skins?
You're going to replace your eye for vision. Why limit it to visual? Why not give it the kind of vision a bat has? Give it ultrasound.
Could you imagine a Versace body design? Can you imagine? imagine a Thierry Mugler body design? These individuals, the late Versace, was an incredible designer. What if he was a transhuman? What if he was an artist who really wanted to combine art and science? I bet his design for a future body would be astounding.
We really, really do want to violate human limits now, and we're getting closer and closer to the ability to do it. It's what we want.
And in the Brain Research Laboratory. Yeah, here's the brain when it was stored.
Dr. Robert White is a neurosurgeon at the Cleveland Medical Hospital in Ohio.
Now, here are some pictures.
In 1963, he performed the first experiment to keep a brain alive outside the body.
This is a human skull here. That's an area. This is a gorilla. See here, when you take the brain out and isolate it, you can take all that if you want. And you keep it alive and live forever. See, this is a human brain, actually, and it is fixed. So no one needs to worry about it being alive. There have been many attempts throughout the world, particularly in the old Soviet Union, to take the brain out of an animal, like the dog, for example, and keep it alive with machinery. Now, you can do that with the heart, the kidney, the liver, the lung, all the other body organs, solid organs. But nobody had ever been able to do it with the brain. And part of the reason is we must remember the brain is very delicate when it comes to its blood supply. And so when we finally did it and found that this brain of a highly developed animal had brain waves, had biochemistry, was functioning just as it would. Now, we couldn't talk to it. We could send it electrical signals. We could show that it could actually hear and so forth. But we didn't know whether it was processing the information. But the point of it all is that that moment in time also said to us, if you can do it for the animal brain, you could do it for the human brain. This incredibly brilliant scientist, Stephen Hawking, who's an astrophysicist, actually, he is now in a wheelchair and literally speaks via a computer. And some people, perhaps unkindly, have described this wonderful man as sort of a head on a computer, basically. But he would be somebody who potentially could survive his diseased body through a total body transplant.
Proof that the brain was in fact functioning normally while in this state, Dr. White needed to undertake a second experiment, during which he succeeded in transplanting the head of a monkey onto the body of another. The creature survived for 7 days before the body rejected the head.
In the monkey experiments, these animals are as much a monkey as they were when they were in their own original body. So I would presume, and I'd go beyond that, I would be assured that the monkey personality is retained. So consciousness can be transplanted. Obviously, personality, if you want to speak of the monkey having personality, can be transferred. And so you might ask, where did this bring us as far as the human spirit or soul goes? And I guess you could argue it can be transplanted.
We are now becoming the objects of conscious design. And the implications of that are just enormous, because until now we've been reshaping the world around us, and we can see how dramatically it's been changing. I mean, we've really reshaped the landscape, and we've built a society and altered society and changed everything that's external to us. But somehow we imagined that we were going to remain the same, that we ourselves were not going to be caught up in this process, and that's not in fact true. We are going to remake ourselves, and it's very difficult to deal with because it will rip free all of the anchors that have until now told us who we are as human beings.
We're at the end of a definition of what a normal human being is.
Every living thing is defined by its DNA code. The DNA is a long string consisting of four different molecules called A, T, C, and G, found in all living cells. So it is, in essence, a digital barcode that defines us as humans, just as it defines every other life form on this planet. Only the variety of combinations of these four elements makes us differ from one another. The Human Genome Project was started in 1990 as the largest technological enterprise ever, with a budget far outstripping that of the race to the moon and involving hundreds of laboratories around the world, all with one main goal.
Fundamentally, it was about determining the sequence of the human genome, the 3 billion letters that make up our genetic blueprint. And we know we have the code before us, and it's truly remarkable. It is a digital code, and buried within that code is information about what are all the genes necessary for making a human brain, all the genes necessary for making a human liver or the heart or any part of the human body. And now the fun stuff begins, because we get to start to crack that code having the order of the letters in front of us. But fundamentally, it is very much a digital code.
The secret of life itself.
All right, Brother Donnie, what you got to say about that? Let me share something with you before we get started, because for all of you all that don't understand why we're having this show and do not understand why we're having this topic, our job is to let you know just how far these people have gone, and for you all to start paying attention to the things that we're saying and start making some efforts to come together as a nation. Because they have far superseded anything that you could ever imagine in terms of the things that they are preparing for in order to change us into whatever it is they're trying to change us into. Now, will y'all allow it? I do not think he will, but I'm telling you, it's a lot of us that are so consumed with everything around us that we're not paying attention to just how critical this moment is in time. Brother Donnie, go ahead. What do you have to say?
This is not nothing. This is new, because they've expanded their theories and their psyche on making a human being or trying to make a human being. You understand? They did this here. The Frankenstein monster. You understand? They actually took a dead body. You understand?
Yes.
And interchange parts, you understand? And they got somebody who had died, and they and before their body was put into the ground, they took his brain and put his brain in it, and in some cases it was some insane person's brain, you understand? And they made the Frankenstein monster. So what they trying to do here is play down the existence of what the Almighty put in place. The Almighty created human beings, you understand, and these people want to be super over what the Almighty had done. They want to show that they can do it too, or they can make it better, you understand? And these people is really insane. They are ghouls, you understand? In that sense, they are ghoulish and murderers. You understand? And
yes,
they'll do anything, you understand, to play the Almighty out of the picture. You understand?
Yes, they will.
You know, and this is what's going on right now, you understand? And if we keep playing into these things and thinking it's cute you know, see, that's how we get caught up, you understand? We wind up thinking it's cute and we participate our dollars into that. Do you know that project that they got going on now, they said it, that the money that they putting into it is worth more than the money that it took for them to go to the moon.
I know it. And this is, you ain't heard nothing yet. Oh, I got some things to tell you. Let me talk about, and I'm going to play some more of this, but they have a robotic program called EATER, and it's called Energetically Autonomous Tactical Robots. And these robots are so crucial. The military has these robots, and they've created these robots that are so crucial that they are now planning for. And let me get the website, the where I put it up. You can just, it's www.robotictechnologyinc.com.
Com. And it talked about these robots are so critical, they have a patent right now that is pending to develop and demonstrate these robots so that they can infiltrate them into the military. And they said that this system is so crucial that it eats any kind of organistic material. It'll even eat you. What they're saying is it survives off of coal, it survives off of diesel, it survives off of cooker oil, it survives off of gasoline, it survives off of solar fuel. So whatever they need to do, and they're saying in this article that the development of these robots now will take over our civil administration part of our country, and also the military. That these robots, or they look so real and they look human, that there will be no need for us to be have jobs anymore. This is what they're putting together. It's called EATER, and it's EATR. Look it up on the internet. It's critical. This is what they're put into place to the point where we're not going to be needed anymore.
You know one thing that they'll do? They'll create another war to see if it works.
Sure will.
I'm telling you. You think that they got these nuclear weapons sitting on? They just can't wait to use them nuclear weapons. They don't want. That's what all this world war is all about. You understand? So that they can find out if these nuclear weapons work. But they've been doing this here stuff, man. These guys is cool and murderers. You understand? And they don't care nothing about no life. They got a scientific program going on. You understand? That costs as much money, if not more money, than it costs them to go to the moon. You understand? So they'll risk anybody's life. They don't care nothing about no life, period, at all. You understand? Anything to put the Almighty out of it, you understand? You know, this happened years. See, this is what happened with the serpent. You understand?
Yeah.
When Almighty made the Adam and Eve, you understand, they came up with a serpent. and so they it's just a horrible situation, and they don't care nothing about nobody's life, period.
No,
you
sir.
Are expendable.
And I'm gonna play one more for you guys. I want you to hear this. Here we go.
I want to shift gears. We're now going to cover the story of the missing flesh-eating Pentagon robot story. This story from Fox News and similar headlines were all over other news publications on July 14th, 15th, and 16th. This printout is from July 15th, 2009, upcoming military robot could feed on dead bodies. There it is for you on screen. Luckily, we had printed out several copies of this, but you cannot find this article and the few other news agencies that went with the same or similar headlines. We have removed the headline and replaced it with things like this. Biomass eating military robot is a vegetarian company says. So when you go to the link of where this story was, upcoming military robot could feed on dead bodies, you get the story that the flesh-eating robot is actually a vegetarian, say, inventors. Now, let's go ahead and read the Fox News story, the original one. Now, in media, they're supposed to correct the original story but never pull it. So this is a new memory hole system for Fox News to simply completely trash the old article and replace it with the one on your screen that's up there today. Upcoming military robot could feed on dead bodies. It could be a combination of 19th century mechanics, 21st century technology, and 20th century horror movie. A Maryland company under contract to the Pentagon is working on a steam-powered robot. See, old technology is really good technology, that would fuel itself by grabbing up whatever organic material it can find, grass, wood, old furniture, even dead bodies. Robotic Technologies, Inc.'s energetically autonomous tactical robot, that's right, EATER is what it stands for, can find, ingest, and extract energy from biomass in the environment and other organically based energy sources, as well as use conventional and alternative fuels such as gasoline, heavy fuel, kerosene, diesel, propane, coal, cooking oil, and solar when suitable, reads the company's website. That biomass and other organically based energy sources wouldn't necessarily be limited to plant material. Animal and human corpses contain plenty of energy, and they'd be plentiful in a war zone. Either will be powered by the waste heat energy developed cyclone power technology out of Florida, which uses an external combustion chamber burning up fuel to heat up water in closed-loop engineering electricity. Yeah, water power is great. That's what nuclear power plants do. They boil the water with the nuke rods and then power things. Great system. The advantages of the military are the robot could be extremely flexible in fuel sources and could roam on its own for months, even years, without having to be refueled or serviced. See, roam for months. Perfect. Upon the Eater platform, the Pentagon could build all sorts of things, a transport, an ambulance, a communications event center, even a mobile gunship. In press materials, robotic technology presents Eater as an essentially benign artificial creature that fills its belly with foraging despite the obvious military purpose. Okay, but the issue is, regardless of whether they're designed to eat human flesh or not on the battlefield, or animal flesh or whatever, they are out designed to kill. Let's show folks some of the images of the Eaters. Now, these are the declassified robots. I've talked to Marine Corps armorers and others in development. They say they can't get into it, but yes, it's much more advanced. Just like they, you know, they had it for 25 years, the B-2 bomber, and they rolled it out in 87. So they've had it since the late 60s. And they already had swords. In fact, Google that, swords used in Fallujah with machine guns and grenade launchers, and they admit they plan to use these against the citizenry. And that's why the globalists want these systems, because they can have robotic aircraft, robotic drones, robotic predators, robotic reapers, AI systems, AI combat robots that will kill and can be delivered by robotic troop ships themselves or robotically dropped with parachutes, and then the elite can launch whole military operations without having to have troops follow the orders. Like a General Fox Fallon says no to Bush on attacking Iran, they can launch drone attacks on Iran.
All right, what did you say about that, Brother Donia? Woo!
I know that they, you know, like I said, these people are ghouls, you understand, and murderers, you understand. They made these things so that they could kill, then eat the bodies. Boy, we in big trouble. But we in trouble in this wise. If we don't accept the Almighty and start moving towards gathering ourselves and finding a strategy. Because the Almighty is not going to let all of this stuff go on. And we got to be in place so that we don't have to suffer, a bunch of us don't have to suffer what's going to come. You understand? Because if we don't do nothing, then we put ourselves in jeopardy. You understand? Our children, you understand? And everything, you understand? That if we did something, we could have saved our lives, our children.
That is absolutely true. I want to make an announcement. If you have a question, a comment, or concern, please feel free to push 1. We would love to have you in this conversation. This is not about our show is a little different from our show on Tuesday night. We like to give you information because we think it's time for you all to start paying attention. I mean, what else do we have to do? We've already told you about all of the executive orders that have been signed by the current administration to take away your civil rights. We've told you about the millions and millions of rounds of ammunition that the Pentagon has bought for whatever reason. We've told you about the concentration camps and the millions of caskets that they have stored up. We've told you about all kinds of things, and now they're creating robots now that will be able to consume human beings. But we're still in the clubs. We're still twerking. We're still shaking it up when it's time for us to start paying attention. I mean, these are the things that are going on every day, and unfortunately for our people, they have to wait to the last minute. I'm sure they realize the government programs are about to come to an end because they're not going to continue to keep feeding us the way they are. We're going to have have to come together as a nation, as we were told to do in the scriptures. If you have a question, a comment, or concern, please push one. We want to hear from you. We also have a couple of brothers on from Members of a Better World. We'd like to have you on as well. We need to talk about the situation that's going on in Israel, because that's crucial. I mean, there are some serious things taking place. Brother Donnie, what do you have to say?
I know that, you know, that what they're doing is sparking a chain reaction to what's the Armageddon. You understand? This is not no fly by night situation. You understand? Something that we can glossy over. This is something that's really, really going on. You understand? And see, all of these nations are pitted against one another. All of those European nations are hooked up to some other nation, like the Palestinians are backed by Iranians, and the Iranians are backed by Russia, and Russia and China is together. You understand? Then you got the United States that's backing the Israelis, and the United States has British and French and maybe a few other nation are all in cahoots with one another. And so these nations, this is going to be a chain reaction, man. And all of them nations that I mentioned got nuclear weapons. So it's going to be a chain reaction to Vladimir Putin. No, not Vladimir Putin. Netanyahu, whatever his name is, the Prime Minister of Israel. You understand? He said that he's going to extend his ground troops on in Gaza. So that, you know what that does? That falls short on. Falls short of him saying that he's going out for total annihilation. He's extending his ground troops. He had already killed 60 people, you understand, in the short time that they've been on the ground, you understand. Now he's going to extend his search for these underground tunnels, you understand what I'm saying. So this is all set up. And see, what happened is that three teenagers, so they say, you understand, was kidnapped and murdered without any evidence. They blamed the Palestinians, and they went and they captured 400 Palestinians. So this started a chain reaction. The Hamas started shooting missiles onto their. See, they goaded them people into doing this there so that they could go over there and take over Gaza. You understand? So this is not no. This is these guys right here, and like I said, they the coolest people on the face of the earth. Those Jews are the coolest people on the face of the earth. We already know that they admitted of saying that they're Khazars. And if you check the Khazar history, you understand, and look into it, you'll see that those people right there, you understand, come from Hungary, you understand, Czechoslovakia, you understand. And those people were the Mongols. And it's really a deep story, and we need to take a look at it to know who we up against. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We have someone that pushed one, area code 757. Go ahead, you're on the air.
All right. Shalom, shalom. Peace and blessings to you all, my beloved family. It's the Veridina. And I'm giving thanks to the Most High Holy One, first and foremost, always. Thanking you for this conversation. You're just hitting so many good points. I'm gonna do my best to start from the very first point I heard, because before I even say anything about what I've heard, I think it's so imperative that we really are right here in the now and looking forward to the future. You know, and I think that should be a good reference point for our teachers. You know, we've had our history. And a lot of, I think, with all respect, is a lot of dwelling in the past. And I'm praying that we could really, I'm thankful to hear you concentrating on what's going on right now, even right now in our lives. You know, can't bring back the past, praying to see tomorrow, but we do have right here and right now. So you're doing a very vibrant and a wonderful thing. starting from? Wow, where can we start from? The you mentioned the video games and the effect it's having on our children, and my brother was talking about the ghoulishness and of these people. And you know, and I said to my son just today, may the Lord be my witness, that I think them guys set that little rocket off and shot that plane down just like a damn old video game. You know, like, whoo, you got it, wow, can you guys employ for me? You know what I mean? It's just like without remorse, without consideration, and it's just showing you what's going on in that portion of the world and the Gaza and the Israelis. And the Khazars, I mean, that's the last point I heard, but yeah, that 13th tribe would tell you all about who the Khazars are as they sit there and you know, kind of pollute that land, that kind of, sort of. But they're just setting it right up for us. I heard about this Eater and the what was that, a conscious design? What did you say about that? Something he said there, and I thought, stop, but what are you designing? And as I was listening to the tape you just played, it's like they're designing, what, hate mongers. You're designing kill people. You're designing accept homosexuality. You're designing shows like Modern Family to get us to accept this is modern. This is hip. This is cool. This is where we should be right at right now. And they're just totally, again, designing everything for our distraction, for our complicity, and for those, again, sitting there and being a part of it and not looking at the signs that the Most High is sending. Most High is sending on so many levels to the missing plane, to the waters, the rain, the latter rain, the sinkholes, the severe weather from the winter. I don't know if everybody forgot the winter. The Washington on fire right now. I mean, there's just so many things going on that this man can never find the majesty and the power of the Most High. And then when my brother said about Frankenstein, that was the first thing that went back to my mind, too. I guess you had to just know the movies, but they've always tried to. Hitler, that was his whole misunderstanding of a human race. So, you know, they have put that in place to, and they're serious about it. You know, they're serious. They're serious as they want to be about it. You know,
yes,
they buy into it if we allow them to. But, you know, that we can, let me slow it down, send a message and listen to the Most High speaking, because the Most High will speak in the way of sending his messages, hearing our prayers, answering our prayers, showing us the way to go. I have every perfect faith that the Most High is not going to cause his children to be a part of that. But the signs, even this blood moon and Yoel in the second chapter of the 31st verse, and if you got a Holy Scriptures, it might be in the third chapter, talking about this blood moon that fell on Pesach. I mean, there's signs, there's seasons, there's wonders, there's us. There's us staying close, keeping our faith, listening, and being prepared, being ready, being living our life in a righteous way, that the Most High will accept us in truth in a righteous way. So I just wanted to throw my hand up in the air for a minute to, again, just acknowledge what you're saying and doing, and thank you for being very progressive and now, and not, you know, staying on our past, which, you know, sometimes I want to hear our teachers talking about what we need to do right now. How can we prepare? Are we, you know, even having that confidence to be ready yet is what I think our teachers, our leaders, our sisters, brothers, elders, and youngsters should preparing themselves for. Hallelujah. And that's all.
Hallelujah. I agree with you 100%. And since you we deal with this all the time, and I, like I said, our main job is to get the information to you, because you can look up and see a blue sky and see the sun shining and think that things are normal. And things are not normal. They are moving toward a new world order, a one world government. And unfortunately, it's going to take place, and we're going to move with it. And what they're doing is they are merging reality with virtual reality. They are creating this superhuman being, this superhuman
creature that is going to be able to do some astronomical things with their bodies, and they're trying to transcend it into this eternal creature. But basically, they're basically fusing the machine with the human, and they're getting prepared. And this is a level of intelligence that goes far beyond anything that we've ever experienced, because we've watched it on television. I mean, it's like the Jetsons, and anytime they can create a robot that eats dead bodies for fuel and for consumption, there's not going to be any sort of human compassion or anything towards mankind or humanity. They're just going to kill without impunity. They're going to do whatever they want to do, and nobody's going to be able to stop them. And the ultimate goal of this is to decrease population. And we've got to get our people to start paying attention, because we are in a fog. Most of the time we walk around in the fog. Brother Donnie, what do you got to say about that?
I want to say that, did you hear, those things is not set up to sustain life. It's to set up take life. You understand? So these people are ghoulish. You understand? They don't care nothing about no living. If you look at all the movies and stuff that they put on TV, you understand? Mm-hmm. It's murder and mayhem and immorality. You understand? They don't have nothing to do, you understand, with life. I want to go a step further here, and I might have said this before. You understand? In the Independence Day in Chicago, there was 82 shootings, 16 murders. Four of the murders were children. Do you think that they would have some kind of morality sense and say, well, maybe we need to work on trying to get some of these guns off the street, or work on trying to do something? I didn't hear none of that. You understand? I heard that's all they did was statistically say what happened and went on about their business to create more mayhem and murder. You understand? And most of the time, that is directed at us. They had a brother just here recently. It's on my my Facebook page. My nephew sent it to me. They beat this brother down, handcuffed him, and he was hollering, "I can't breathe, I can't breathe." And he was a heavyset brother. And they handcuffed him, and he died. These police beat him down like that, man. They had no reason to beat him down. Handcuffed him, sat on his head and neck. He was not resisting. They don't care nothing about you or me. So we have to, we got a think tank coming up here in October, is it? You understand? And we need to find out solutions and strategies, and so that we can sustain our living. You understand? Because they're getting ready to destroy this whole earth. You understand? They're coming up with all kinds of stuff with flesh-eating robots. Come on. That ain't sustaining life. We got too many other problems here, you understand, that they created. They created them problems, not us. You understand? It's really hallelujah.
And that's why we give this information. That's why we bring it to you, so that you can find it. Everyone on the chat line is asking me, where do we get it from? The project is called EATR, Eater Project. You can Google it and look it up. The military has contracted with this company to create this robot that will survive off of dead bodies. They can live, and they're going to be trained to do certain things. And then with the other YouTube clip that we were looking at was called Bionic Transhumanism and the End of a Revolution. That's the name of it, Bionic Transhumanism and the End of a Revolution. I mean, start to paying attention to what we're getting ready to get in ourselves into, because they're going to say eventually down the line in this YouTube clip that men will have no use for women, because they're going to create a robot that looks like a woman, feels like a woman, and she's going to be completely submissive. All of this is just like Brother Donnie, I said, it's diabolical. I mean,
you watch this kind of stuff on television, but they're trying to take the Elohim, the God component, out of the earth, and they're creating mechanical beings that will do exactly what they tell them to do, and this is what's going on with us. So we have got to start paying attention, and I want to play a little bit more of this one so you can listen to this one and get a little clearer understanding. Here we go.
On InfoWars at Nightly News, we're going to be interviewing Professor Tex Mars. Of course, he was a University of Texas professor of space and aeronautics. He was an Air Force officer. He's one of the most read and best-selling authors in nonfiction on the science of robots. He's been a futurist. He's also a pastor, and he's written more than 40 books, including military textbooks. He's sold more than 20 million books total, and he joins us here in studio to get into the greatest threat to humanity, the singularity, the entire technocracy. And so Tex Mars joins us here live on this Thursday edition of InfoWars Nightly News. The website is powerofprophecy.com. And he's got a new book coming out. You know, I was thinking about Tex a few weeks ago and meaning to call him, and then he called me. And I said, hey, I want you to come in and cover whatever you want to talk about. So he showed up today with a bunch of slides we're going to be showing you from his upcoming book that isn't out for a few months that gets into the, I guess, the final revolution, you could call it, or at least the Illuminati thinks that. And so it's going to be a history lesson to understand what makes the establishment tick. I haven't read the new book yet because it's not even been printed. I just spent 10 minutes looking at some of the slides and notes. It looks like it's pretty important information. And so I'm very, very excited to have fellow Austinite, fellow Texan, fellow American, Tex Mars here in our studios and his lovely wife, Wanda. Tex, great to have you here, my friend.
Alex, great to be with you.
Good to see you. So, wow, it's been a long time since I had you on the air. I appreciate you coming in. You've got your own radio show, of course. I should have added, it's so hard to go over such a lengthy bio. Where should we start here, Tex, on this giant subject that you're going to give the viewers out there the very first look at?
Well, I think we really need to look at three elements of the Illuminati. We want to study the history of the Illuminati, of the elite, let's just call them. I think there are three great elements. The first one is the French Revolution. Yeah, people say, well, why go back that far? Because it really set up everything for today. Then 100 years later, we had the communist explosion, the communist revolution in the Soviet Union. And that set up for what we have today, which really is the high-tech explosion. People say, well, what do you mean? What's wrong with high-tech? What's wrong with the computers, digital things, software, robotics? There's nothing wrong with them exactly, but they are setting up a police state all around us. You know, it's not something that we're going to see outside of us. We are stuck inside of it. We're like in a box right now. We're in a vice. And in every case, there's a high-tech revolution going on, and the elite are spending billions of dollars to put us in this vice. We need to know what's going on, what's happening for the future. The next 10 or 20 years, if we stay around that long. But there are things that are happening that people really need to understand. And I want to give you credit for being the first on these issues. You know, I was telling you that I was at a newsstand, actually at a supermarket, and there was your first issue. I didn't know you were going to put out a magazine. There was your first issue of InfoWars magazine. I said, hey, Wanda, look at this. And there on the cover was, well, it was about robotics, about how the military was using drones and other robots. Inside was a great article. I want to give people a quote from you about that, because at that very moment, I was working on my new book, Robot Alchemy. And I said, wow, this fits perfectly.
In fact, we'll show folks a document here.
Yeah.
Shot, a first look at the cover of one of the big coffee table-sized books that you put out so many bestsellers of, like Codex Magica, Robot Alchemy. Please continue.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, if we look at these three great revolutions, you know, Mikhail Gorbachev said everything in Russia, you know, from 1917 on, came from the French Revolution. But what do you have in the French Revolution?
Illuminati Jacobins.
Yeah, exactly. Illuminati Jacobins, that's right. You have Lord Rothschild and his beginnings at that time. You have the terror that began, the guillotine.
That's how they got most of the big palaces in France and still own the Rothschild wine. Literally just stolen I mean, amazing. And of course, you mentioned technology. I want to go back.
Sure.
And take your time, Dex. We've got an hour. I'm going to let
all
you
right.
roll here and only interrupt half as much. But just to back up what you're saying here, it's not, people say, well, you're a troglodyte. You're anti-technology. No, you wrote the first big bestseller on robotics. You've written technology books and, you know, the literal, what is it, the best-selling textbook on, you know, military, you know, armed service courses. I mean, such an incredible bio. You're a pro-technology guy. It's that they're building Trojan horses into it all to spy, to control. They're taking it and twisting it, and I guess that's why you call it alchemy. So we'll get back into that. But, yeah,
it's
take
magic.
Your,
it's witchcraft, basically.
So take your time. Start at Weishaupt, the French Revolution. For people that don't know, right before we went live here, sort of taping the air on the show, you said, you know, it's funny, there's a photo or a painting of Adam Weishaupt, of the founder of the Illuminati. People think that's just a rumor. And I'm glad you said that, because people think it's in movies.
Mm.
They don't know it's Encyclopedia Britannica.
That's right.
They don't know it's actual real history. So take your time. You've got the floor. Start at the beginning.
Well, at the same time America was having all of its ferment of our American Revolution, thank God we had people. We had Thomas Jefferson and others who were not of a dictatorial mind. So our revolution went a different direction than the French's, that the France's did. But the Frenchmen really had a problem. First of all, they had this king and queen. They needed to overthrow, you know, King Louis and Marie Antoinette. And they did. They stormed the Bastille. Who did this? What got them so aroused? We had an amazing conspiracy, and that's exactly what it was. We had Adam Weishaupt, who founded the Order of the Illuminati in 1776. Then we had, of course, Rothschild, who funded the whole shebang. But it was the first great revolution. They said, we're going to promote democracy. Equality.
And by the way, they got the records of it. That's how we know all this.
Oh, yeah.
When the writer got struck down with all the command orders. This is.
Oh, yeah. I have a copy, in fact, one of only 10 in the world.
Wow.
Of the first book by Adam Weishaupt, when he set it all out, exactly what he intended to do. Adam Weishaupt was a professor.
I wish you would have brought that. We've got to have you back.
Maybe I will. But he was a genius of a man, but he was called a devil man. He was a Jesuit. He was a Jewish man. He was a Mason.
He was everything.
He was everything. And he founded the Order of the Illuminati, which you can read about. Now, he founded this, and the idea spread throughout Europe, but especially in France. You know, a lot of people say, well, they just killed the nobility. They set up the guillotine. All they wanted was to kill the
nobility. They replaced one evil with one even 10 times worse. But go through it.
Absolutely. Christianity was the great threat.
Tell us the Illuminati goal.
Well,
I mean, it's pull down everything. Tell them.
Well, the Illuminati goal is just as you have stated on your program over and over and over again. Basically, they want to kill us. Listen.
You tell them out there, Alex.
Well, you know, the problem is that there are too many of us. And they want to rule. How do they rule with 7 billion people on this planet? The way they do it is to kill about 6.5 billion. That sounds so fantastic. And how are they going to do this? They have devised, we're going to take you through 3 revolutions, basically. The French Revolution, which is the setup for the whole thing. The communist explosion of the revolution, which happened in the 20th century. And now that we're in the 21st century, 2013, now we have the high-tech revolution. It seems to be good, Alex. I mean, they've got everything for us. I was just reading an article here about drones.
Anything you want to show, put them right here. We'll show people.
Yeah. Did you know that they're going to have 75,000 to 80,000 jobs? I mean, this is a good thing.
They're engineering the economy where the only jobs are in the tyranny. That's
exactly.
How you engineer it.
Exactly.
The majority of the new, since 9/11, that staged event, and of course you know this, but for viewers who may not, the majority of scholarships in technology aren't engineering for computers or whatever. It's for the surveillance grid. So they're designing it where that's the only choice you've got. Sorry.
Well, there are many billions of dollars being spent for this by DARPA. And drones is only a small part of it. They're developing intelligent robots, for example. And people say, well, you know, robots, they're clunky, metallic things. You know, I've seen all the movies, all the science fiction. And you'll see all of these in my book, Robot Alchemy. You know, remember Anne Francis and the robot Robbie?
Yes.
And Forbidden Planet?
danger.
Yeah, exactly. Then we had Gort in the day the Earth stood still, 1951. He was, you know, after Patricia Neal and all of those things. We had good robots. We had bad robots. We had the Star Wars robots. But then we had the Blade Runner guys. I mean, he came out and killed his own creator.
Replicant.
Exactly. Well, in about 20 years from now, people listening to me, understand this. In about 20 years from now, we're going to reach singularity. What does singularity mean? The roboticists say, we're talking about the doctors and so forth, and various professors at the universities, they say that in about 20 to 25 years, we're going to reach singularity. That means that robots, that their artificial intelligence has been gaining on the humans. We laugh at the robots now. You know, we laugh.
Well, Big Blue beat a human, what was it, 10 years ago?
Yeah, well, that's right.
Or Deep Blue.
But now we have robots that don't look like robots. We have, for example, the Eater robot. The Eater robot, what does it do? Well, it's a military robot, but it literally survives by eating human beings.
That's right.
They can grind up human beings, take the bodies on the battlefield, and feed them into Eater. It goes by biomass. That's how it runs itself. This is an example. I want to show people some of the robots that the military is now creating. Now, we know about the drones. They're not a few hundred, not even a few thousand. There are going to be hundreds of thousands of drones everywhere.
The Pentagon already has something like 30,000 Predators alone.
Yeah, and the thing is, they're not like you think. You know, you think you're going to see this big thing in the sky, and then you'll be able to avoid it or whatever. No, they come. Some of them are like flies, and you know you're being bothered by this.
And it injects you with a bioweapon.
It absolutely. You'll see the picture that we've got here, where you see the robotic fly has a small injector, and it can inject you. So you're sitting on your back porch reading a magazine or whatever, and suddenly you're dead. People want to know why. They don't understand.
But the Air Force came out a few weeks ago with this new film showing the drone flies over and drops hundreds of little ones that land by your house and spy on you. But that's the high-tech ones.
Yeah.
Those are ones that can move. They already have the smart meter on the side of your house dialing into all your wireless, spying on you. And the White House CIA director came out, a few months ago, before he got disgraced, and said, "We're spying on you via your washing machine." Remember that?
Yeah, he did. You know, the refrigerator is spying on you.
You know, stole your thunder. You were going to quote what you saw in the magazine, "The End of Humanity."
Well, your magazine had this article, and I believe the article that you wrote was called "Rise of the Robots: The End of Humanity."
Yes,
that sounded like science fiction. But I knew that it wasn't. I read the article. It was amazing. I want to quote you, one of the things you said in that article. You said this, Alex. You said, "In the coming decades, humanity will face a new kind of enslavement, a scientifically designed tyranny through which the elite will use robots to subjugate the rest of humanity and eliminate any pockets of non-cooperative resistance." That's from your article, October 2012.
All right, Donia, what you got to say about that one? Woo. That's crucial.
Oh, that's powerful for what he just said. It's because the same thing had happened to me when I had my house. They changed my meter. And this is something that I didn't ask them to do. They didn't say, I didn't have an option. They just changed my meter to read, so that they don't have to come out to the house now to read the electrical meter. They read it from a location. You understand? So they opt you into certain things that you don't have no consent for. You didn't even consent to do this. You understand? So we in a big, they got us hooked up. You understand? Where they can do things to us and we don't have no say so in the matter. Period.
No say so in the matter. That's why I said,
that's powerful,
the
man.
Give you
they
a direct,
got us coming and going.
Gather yourselves together, O nation, I desire. It is imperative now that we start paying attention. It is imperative that we stop arguing, debating, and fussing with each other and come together and try to survive as a nation, because they already have stuff in place. This stuff is in place.
Great,
we got somebody to push.
Anytime that they tell you. Look here.
Go ahead,
let me
brother
one other.
I'm gonna let you go ahead.
Let me one other thing. I looked at my cable bill, and they had me. They opted me into a program. They didn't ask me about it. You understand? They talking about it's a benefit. You understand? But I have to pay an extra $5 for it. Now, they didn't even ask me about it. They didn't send me no letter. They didn't say nothing to me. And then they say, well, you can go on the website and opt out. I said, I didn't opt in. But I'm saying they'll do things to you, you understand, that you have no control over. You understand? And now, if I don't opt out, you understand, I'm going to keep paying that extra $5. Most people don't even go there, you understand? And that's, you know, that's that. Oh, man, these people got us coming and going, man. Ooh-wee.
Go ahead, Joe. Serious stuff. That's why I said we don't have time to play. It is no time to play. And if I'm scaring you, I'm glad because I have some more stuff next week to scare the living bejeebies out of you because I'm telling you this is serious business. This is serious.
That is
Hold
correct.
On, let me play this. I'm sorry, area code 757, go ahead, you're on the air.
Shalom, shalom, this is Don Anaya. How y'all doing? Everybody
shalom,
cold?
Shalom,
good.
Anaya.
Kane, I'm just sitting here listening, you know, and the thing that is reminding me is that I remember, I think a week ago, maybe the week before that, you had the doctors on and the people that was talking about health and things for the body. And the reason why I raised my hand to come in now to chime in is because, I've been researching in that area what y'all are talking about right now, the esoteric information, but I try not to go deep into it because what it does is it creates a fear. And y'all said fear not. I know what we have to be put on to this information, so I'm not circumventing that it's being presented. What I am circumventing is, though, that if your enemy pulls out a cannon, and you're just standing there by yourself, then the question is, what does your enemy see? Your enemy sees something, obviously, that's scaring the bejeebies out of him that he has to pull out a cannon to go against you. Now, why would I say that? Because the technology that they have and they're planning to use is for human beings that does not know that they're already online. That's why I brought up the subject with the brothers last week, or the week before that was talking about the purity of the body, the things that we have to do to get our bodies right. Because once we get our bodies right, we will be able to do everything that they're trying to do mechanically, mentally. And that's the level that I just want to plug in, because we don't talk enough about how we have power within ourselves. Because if Yah is great, knowing that Yah is great, he wouldn't put himself in something that ain't great. And we are that great being. All we have to do is make our bodies and our minds and our souls in tune to that frequency. But if we keep eating the frequency of what the esoteric is doing, it's going to hinder us from tapping into our own bodily functions to get on point. But now, that's not to say that, oh, we can't present it so the people could be aware. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, like, what y'all put on last week, the brothers that came in and talked about the body and how we need the certain things, certain vitamins, certain minerals. These are things that are here right now for us to be prepared, because the enemy, the so-called enemy on the outside, because really there's no enemy. Really there's no enemy. You are your worst enemy. And anything that they plan against you cannot prosper. No matter what, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. But you have to be in the alignment of the frequency that Yah is presenting to us right now. Because once we in that alignment and the frequency that Yah is presenting to us right now, then we become the opposition to these great machines, these great plans, these great ideas that they're trying to manipulate on this planet. Because they fear something, and they want us to fear them, because once we fear them, then that chemical releases in our blood, and then now we're subjected to them. But see, all we have to do is continue to prepare ourselves mentally, spiritually, and physically. And if we are on that level, there are already people on the planet right now that can move things with their mind, that can move things with their hands, that can do things, that can do a whole bunch of things, but they kept this information from us so that the population wouldn't be put on to that information. Because when you see something, you believe it. And they went around the world, they still go around the world collecting these people that can do fantastic things. And there's people that still can do these things, but they don't say anything because they don't want to be taught, they don't want to be taken by the government, they don't want things to happen to them. So now I'm telling us, We are the Israelites. We are the real light. We are the people that have this power inside of us. All we have to do is stop getting into the distractions of the world and focus on the inside of ourselves. Once you focus
on
the inside of yourselves,
go ahead. I'm just commending you. Go ahead. You're absolutely right. Keep going. Beautiful.
Yes. We focus on the inside of ourselves. Right now, meditation is the number one key to us surviving this situation. Because it used to be back in the days, hey, look at this scripture. Hey, God is real. Hey, God this, God that. Debates. Now, all we got to do is get people to get into a moment alone by themselves every day for 10 to 15 minutes to 20 minutes a day. If we can get as many people on the planet to go into that moment, go into darkness, make your body disappear, because then you get into your spirit, and that's your meeting place. That's the meeting place where Yah will download his information to all individuals or whatever they would need. So now our job is now to get people to get to that moment. Get to that moment. Get to the moment where you're by yourself and there's no light, there's no TV, there's no radio, there's no distractions, and you got time for you and Yah to commune. Because once you in that realm, Yah can download his information to you, and then now you're online. And that's the time that we live in, because there's many people already doing it. And that's why it's so rough in our lives. It's rough in our lives so that it can chase us into a corner. Most people that are involved with crime, they go crazy, they rob, they steal, they kill, they do. And what happens to them? They get put in a box. Why? Because in the box, when you get closed in, now you're by yourself. Now the Most High can deal with you. That's why all of these things are happening in our lives, to just get us to that place. We don't have to let all of these things transpire in our lives to force us to go to that place. All we have to do is commit to our own growth and development and say, every day I'm going to commit silent time, meditation, by making my body disappear. As long as we're doing that, our faculties will come online, because the planet is already in the fifth dimension. And we don't know that, but it is in the fifth dimension. It went from the third, it went to the fourth, and now we're going right into the fifth. And because we're in the fifth dimension, that means we're in a different part in the universe. And when we're in a different part of the universe, different faculties are online. That's why they pay billions of dollars, so that we could be dumbed down and distracted to TV, radio, going to the movies, eating, watching this show. Look at that, because we were already going to be online no matter what at this time, but they had to dumb down as many people as they can. And now our job is much easier, because we don't have to convince nobody that Yah is God at all. All we got to do is get people to spend time, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes by themselves, focusing on the breath. If you could get people to focus on the breath, then Yah will do the rest, because we don't have to get caught up with religion. We don't got to get caught up with serving Yah. We don't got to get caught. If people could just get into that moment, Yah will take care of the rest of that. And we got to get to people in areas when it says serving Yah, because we got to be the servants, but we don't have to fight ourselves to force people to understand how serious we living in the time that we living in right now. So all we have to do, is really important, is that get ourselves and other people to that moment, that point of contact with Yah. And if you doing that every day, I guarantee you, Yah is going to, it says when the teacher shows up when the student is ready. So now all we have to do is get into that thing that's so hard for everybody in the whole world to do. What is that? It's to sit down and shut up.
Hallelujah.
Be still and know. That's the thing that we have to do right now, because when we do that, now we gave access to Yah, because we ain't using none of the outside distractions to distract us from what's really important. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. And for those who don't understand what the brother said, you basically get in prayer, be quiet, and know that Yah is the Elohim, and he is in charge. And once you get in that place in the spirit realm, he'll take you where you need to go. And you are absolutely right, and I thank you so much for that, because you spoke on a level that a lot of people are not on. They don't understand, and I appreciate you coming on and adding that to what we were talking about, because that is the solution to the issue, because we have to elevate our mind, we have to elevate our body, we have to elevate our thought, because they're creating machines to do what we already know how to do. We are his children, and those things, we come equipped with, it's already written in our DNA. And I thank you so much for that information, because that's right. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and
pray, hallelujah,
quiet place, and seek my face,
and turn from their wicked ways, he said, then will they hear from heaven, and then will I heal their land. So it is, and it's like Prince ICL said, he is a if and then God. If you do this, I'll do this. And, oh, my goodness, you just got my spirit, man, Lisa. Brother Donnie, how you take it from here?
Well, I mean, I couldn't say much more the other day because he said everything that I wanted, that I be trying to say all the time, that we have to, if we pray and give God the glory, you understand, he will do anything for us. You understand, we are his people. We got to recognize that we have a true and living Yah that loves us. That he, we are the apple of his eye. Name is written in his hand. You understand?
Yeah.
So, you understand, he will do anything under the sun for us. All we have to do is turn from our evil ways and give him the glory. You understand? And, you know, and if we fast during that, then we open up an avenue for the Almighty to come in to allow us to understand a lot of things. He will give us that. You understand? That's what we need to do. That is one of the major things that I always say. You understand? If we fast and pray to the Almighty, turn to the east and pray to the Almighty, you understand, he will open up an avenue. You have a direct contact with the Almighty. You understand? So, he said a lot of things, man, and I appreciate him coming on, man. Keep coming on, Brother Anaya. Keep talking. You understand? We need to hear from you. Hallelujah.
Now we're getting into the meat and the potatoes. Now we're dealing with, for those that are babies out there, we are his people. Like I said, the supernatural things that they're trying to show you on television, it's already equipped in our DNA. We already have it in us to be able to do the things that defy logic, that defy nature. You know, we have the ability to manipulate matter. That's what he was talking about. We can do that with our mind, but you got to be somewhere spiritually to be able to do that. Your everything has to be lined up. Powerful stuff. Woo!
Shalom. But let me say this here. I try this every week, man. I try to open up my mind when my remote control is across the room. I try to levitate. I'm only kidding with y'all.
But you know what? He is absolutely right. That young man is so on point.
Yeah,
it all has to come together. It all has to line up. It all has to be in complete harmony with each other. One can't be lacking from the other. And then the Most High will allow you. He will open up channels for you to be able to see, because we are an extension of him. We are the children that he has chosen. We are the people that are directly associated with him and with his power. And I was telling somebody the other day that was in the church, I was talking to these two individuals outside of the post office. I said, the problem with the church is that the Gentile nation wants you to believe that when their story is up, that that's the end of the story. And that is so far from the truth. That's why they teach in the end of the world, this is it, it's over. No, it's over for them. That same book that they carry up under their arm, that they carry today to walk up in that church and to be able to tell the stories that they tell. Everybody that's on this planet is in that book. Every nation that's on this planet is in that book. And every nation has an expected end and a beginning and an expected end, except for our people. He said, because our kingdom will never end, that we will be here forever. So the things that are going on, when they tell you that once it's over, this is it, that's when the world gonna end, that's their story. Their story will end. Our story will not end. So these are the things that we try to get you to see, you know, we try to get you to understand. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the stuff that they're telling you. Our job is to counteract the things that they are telling you. And that young man just came on here and just blessed me, because I'm telling you, that's when you go to a whole nother level, when your mind, your body, and your spirit, man, is in complete alignment with each other, and then you taking an opportunity every day to sit down and commune and meet with the Most High, and he will sup with you. These are the things that we have to do. And in the church, they call it prayer, but the only problem about it is they're missing a major component because they have our people thinking they Gentiles. We got to do something about that. Brother Donnie, you go ahead and take it from here.
Well, you understand, I'm a loss for words, and it don't happen with me very often because that brother took my thunder.
Oh, hallelujah.
You understand? He really came on strong, you understand? Because, see, we got to understand that the Almighty is our true and living Yah, true and living Elohim, true and living power. You understand? He is the king of the universe. He created everything, and he created you and me. He created us in his image. You understand? In his likeness. So we have a direct contact connection with the Almighty. You understand? That is, you know, we have to understand that. That, you know, it says in the scriptures to get wisdom, knowledge, but above all things, get understanding. So we have to understand that we are connected to the Almighty. There is nobody on the face of the earth that has that connection. Nobody. You understand? But our forefathers did evil in the sight in his eyes when they went and started worshiping other gods. You understand?
Yes.
He wanted the glory from the whole earth. You understand? And when he didn't get that from the people that he chose to be with him, you understand, we had to be punished. We had to, and it's not the fact that we did it one time. We did it several times. And he brought us back from that captivity that we went into, you understand, because those nations seen our weakness and they took advantage. Same thing like this. This nation that call themselves Judah today, they took advantage of the circumstances, you understand, and they went too far. Now they got to pay. They gonna pay too. Trust me. And all the things that robotic world and all of that stuff, man, you understand? It looks like that stuff is gonna be taken over, but that's not. The Almighty ain't gonna let all that stuff go on, man. You understand? And if it does, it ain't going to be for long. You understand? If we look at the times and the weather and how things are transpiring, you understand what I'm saying? We can see that the Almighty is working in our behalf as we speak. You understand? He's getting them folks up out that land. You understand? He's hastening the time of his great anger. He's going to bring out anger on this place.
Yeah.
You understand? Because they put their hands on us. They should never have done that. You understand? We was just supposed to be bond women and bond men. You understand? In a captive state, and the Almighty would come and get us at a certain point. But they chained, whipped, beaten, maimed, and murdered us. That was a no-no in his eyes. Hallelujah. And they had to, and what it is, it had to go its course too, because we have to realize. You understand? What got us in this state? You understand? What got us in this state is that we started worshiping other gods. That was the catalyst. That destroyed the integrity of the Almighty. We stepped all over his integrity. You understand? When we started worshiping other gods. And we have to realize that. You know, when we go back home, we cannot for sure. There's gonna be sin because they're gonna have a continual sin offering. You understand? But it's not gonna be so prevalent as it is today. You understand? Because we actually supposed to relinquish ourselves from all of those unseemly things that walks contrary to the Almighty. You understand?
Yeah,
so, you know, but there's definitely going to be, you're definitely going to be punished if you start worshiping other deities. That's going to be.
Hallelujah.
You understand? That's a no-no. That is a no-no.
Yeah.
You understand? So I, you know, my cry here for all of us and the peoples I love, You understand? We need to come together, you understand, and find out how we can get out of this mess, you understand, and save our families. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I think the brother has another comment. Area code 757, go ahead. You're on the air.
Kane, I just want to say Torah Rabah for the love that you gave me and Torah Yah for putting the spark. But I was had another part that I was supposed to add, but it slipped my mind when I was in that mode. But the thing that I just wanted to add is that, first, Torah Yah, forgive me another opportunity. But all of the prophets, when they did the amazing things that they did, what their ingredient was is that they were meditators.
Yeah.
They will always meditate and commune with the Most High. So now, when you got all of our people in an area in themselves meditating constantly, all of the power, like Moshe. Moshe was able to part the Red Sea, make the fire come, bring all of the gnats. And everything. Most High said, you're going to be God. You're going to be Elohim on the planet. The only way we can get to those levels is to be one. Like my brother Adonijah said on the prayer line a while ago, we got to gather ourselves. Now, you say, okay, Naya, but that's a physical thing with a bunch of people. But now, how can we manifest that outwardly? Because now let's understand that the outward reflection of what reality is only a reflection of what's going on inside of us. I'm going to say it again. The outward reflection of our reality is only a reflection of what's going on inside of us. So now if we were to now, our bodies have 36 billion cells, and every cell has a soul. Every cell has a soul. Every cell has a soul. Every cell in your body has a soul. So you, the Most High of your universe in yourself. And when these people are scatterized, they scatterizing that with these distractions, and we don't pay attention to our own body. Our own body is waiting on our commands. So now, yeah. If you got all of these souls in your body, what does the Most High mean? Gather yourself. Gather yourself from within. When you gather yourself from within, the gather without has no choice but to reflect. Because it's just like a mirror. So if I'm sitting in the mirror and I want to change my, I go in the mirror, I got a green shirt on, and I want to change this green shirt to a red shirt. Who has the control to do that? Me. I go change my shirt, put a red shirt on, and the mirror has no, he has no objective but to reflect back to me a red shirt now because that's what I put on. So now we have the control. So when Mosai says gather ourselves, it starts with gathering the inner you. All of you inside, all of you thoughts, everything scattered inside. Once you gather that, then the outward reflection of Israel gathering will have to manifest because it's only a reflection of what's going on inside of us. All of the prophets meditated, and because they did that, Yah said, do like unto the prophets. Do like they did. And then now, he said a remnant is going to return. Because a remnant is going to be, now there's no discouragement on the amount of people not moving on the vibration. There's no discouragement on the amount of people that's not moving on the vibration. Why? Because only a remnant is going to return, only a small amount. So everything we're seeing going crazy around us is accurate because it's not a part of the remnant. The remnant is you. And if you could get yourself into that state and bring another person into that state, but it doesn't really matter about the other person because that person has to realize that for themselves. And the best way to convince somebody of anything is by doing it by example. And if one person see you going in, your life changing and everything happening different for you, that gives them the contagiousness and now they want to do it. Because when you meditate, it gives every ability that you do, everything that you do, it heightens it 100%. If you are a funny person, if you meditate more, you'll be more funny. If you are a jogger, you like to run. If you meditate more, you'll run faster. Everything that you do, it will enhance it through the days, through the months, through the years. And right now, you don't know how fast it's going to come online because Earth is also spinning faster. And when the planet is spinning faster, that creates goes around, comes around quicker. Everything else quicker. Everything quicker. So now, you don't know somebody you could talk to go online and themselves. And then they could snap on immediately. And then now we get to witness that. And now we see it, we believe it. Now it creates more people. So now it's really about the individual. This is a personal mission for the collective. A personal mission for the collective. So once we got one person in different areas, one person's in they self realizing how important it is to meditate three times out the day, two times out the day, once a day, whatever people could do, because you don't never know how long it's going to take somebody else to get online.
line with themselves. But all of the prophets did it, and they did it for our example, for us to know now. And the enemy, if the enemy is pulling out a weapon this big, all these things they're trying to have, drones, they got these things, they ready for us. If you notice that there's a movie coming out, first of all, let's understand that movies try to predict the psyche of the masses. So now you got this movie coming out, 100%, Lucy. If she uses 100% of her brain, they don't know what she's capable of doing. That they're saying that to themselves to let us know. They're letting themselves know about us. They're letting themselves know about us. They're communicating with each other. They spend billions of dollars to do that. They're saying if these people get online 100% using their brain, we don't know what they're capable of doing. That's why 100,000 years ago, well, not 100,000, a long time ago, they said you're only using 3% or 5% of your brain. That's why they said that. Because if you keep telling somebody they're only using 3% to 5% of their brain, they're going to perform like they're using 3% to 5% of their brain. But this is how you know that you're using 100% of your brain. It's just faculties that haven't came online yet. This is how you know you're using 100% of your brain. It's just faculties that didn't come on the line yet. This is how you know. Because if you was using only 50% of your brain or 5% of your brain, you will be a 5% person that walks. You will walk 5%. You would see 5%. You would breathe 5%. You would think 5%. Everything you do will be a 5% being because that's all you're using a part of your brain. But if you're using 100% of your brain, you can walk correctly, see correctly, breathe correctly, yeah. And your heart and your blood and everything flows in your body and you don't even pay attention to it. That's 100% of using your brain. Because now if you tell yourself, I'm using 100% of my brain. Every time you think you're using 3%, now you reverse the process. And that's what's going on right now. We're using 100% of our brain. We're getting ready to get a movie to show us the depiction of the capabilities of using 100% of your brain. But they're doing that to protect themselves. That's why they got to get robots and all of these things, because they'll die in front of us and then they're lost. So they want to put something against us that we could take them out, but they could keep calling in more to try to overpower us through numbers. Because one of us can turn this whole world upside down. And if you don't believe me, remember Moshe.
That is shalom, correct.
Shalom. Shalom. Shalom.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise
one can put 1,000 to flight. Two can put how many to flight, Brother Donia?
Yeah, 10,000. 10,000.
That's all he's saying is, you know, once you get to the place where you need to be, you're going to be just like Elijah.
That is correct.
You'll be able to call things that be not as though they were. For those who don't understand from a biblical standpoint, that's exactly what he's talking about, elevating us to the point where we are walking Elijah and being able to do what we say. Whatever we speak comes to pass. It's already coming to pass as we speak. We just don't know it. Life and death is in the power of the tongue.
That is correct.
Those things that be not as though they were. That's all it is. It's just word. He's just manifesting the word from a whole other standpoint to those who have elevated to that level that's ready to go into that arena. That's what he's saying. Get your mind, your body, your soul prepared to go into that arena, because they're creating the robots to fight against us because they cannot reach where we're going.
Mm-hmm.
Powerful stuff.
I know that's right.
That's some powerful stuff. That's a whole nother level type teaching right there. You know, but we have to understand that words are life, and it produces something. And we're Elohim. We have the power to create. Like you said, it's a remnant that's going to be able to do that. That's what we're waking up, the remnant, the elect. We're looking for the elect to be able to stand up and say, we're ready to move and shake and make this happen. They're more afraid of us than we are of them, because they know we have an Elohim that is hovering, and he's there for our protection.
That is correct. You are absolutely right.
Crucial stuff. That's some deep stuff right there. That's some good stuff. My brother, I'm so glad that you came on the line. I want to invite you to join us. We would love to have you build the Nation of Yehuda. Please email us at theyehudaproject@gmail.com. You know, and we all need to hear what they're saying in the chat room. We all need to hear that, brother. Thank you so much. Everybody is commending you for the things that you're saying, because we gotta stop operating at this low frequency. We have to elevate our frequency to the point, and I know it can be done, because been there, done that. I know it can be done. I've been in the place where the wall moved out the way,
and I was able to transcend and go into a whole nother dimension as a kid. So I know it can be done. It's just like you said, it's a matter of bringing your body, your mind, your soul, and everything into unity, and the Most High will then take over. Like he said, he'll download it. He'll download it into your DNA code because it's already in there.
That's correct.
In the Garden of Eden with Adam, because Adam sinned and transgressed, he cut the code off. But if we line up, he'll turn that code back on, and that's what they're afraid of.
Mm-hmm.
It's some powerful stuff right here, boy.
Yeah. Woo!
Brother Donnie, you can take it. I'm getting excited. I'm
you know, see, one thing that we have to understand, and understanding is the primary thing, is that we were made in the Almighty's image and in his likeness. So that means that we have powers that we have not even tapped into yet.
Oh, sir.
You understand? Or we have powers that we lost because of our walking contrary to the Almighty. You understand? So in order to gain those powers back again, you understand, we have to call on him, you understand, and that in turn, you know, meditating. You know what they told me what meditation is? Is that you bring it to the Almighty and you wait for him to give you the response that you asked for. You understand?
Absolutely.
You know, so the thing is that we have to, like the brother has said, find us a little quiet spot every day, and this is what we're going to do. We're going to send up some prayers and ask the Almighty to bring us back to the state that we lost because of our transgressions. We need to call on him and honestly, with all our heart and all our souls,
yes,
and all our might, to ask the Almighty to forgive us for all our transgressions and to bring us back to the state, you understand, so that we can get out of this mess, so that he could save us, because he said that he was going to hide us in the day of his great wrath, you understand, and he's going to pour out his anger on them nations that kept us captive. So we need to be brought back to a state of mind, soul, and body. You understand?
Yes.
So that we could sustain ourselves in the day of his great wrath. And, you know, he will give it to us because we are his people. Believe me, man. I mean, well, don't believe me. Check it out for yourself. That's what I should say. You understand? Check it out for yourself. Try it. I think that you'll be happy with the outcome. Hallelujah.
All right, hallelujah. Everybody that's listening under the sound of my voice, we are here. We're making this thing happen. And, you know, I thank the brother for taking us to that level. Even those babies that are on the line, we have to understand this isn't strange to us. We have a whole book full of stories with individual prophets, with individuals who were able to do some things that defied logic, that was unknown to us. And we have the power to do those things. But like I said, we have to get ourselves together. We have to let you know what they're doing so that you know what you need to do. And just be like, and for those who are still going to church, just know that even though the Gentile is all over the news and he's all on the pulpit and he's all over, they're writing books and all kind of stuff to let you believe that the whole story is getting ready to end because their story is getting ready to end. Don't fall for the hype. Because their story has to end, but ours will never end. He said we were a kingdom that will last forever. We will be here forever. And once theirs ends, ours begin. And that is how this game is being played. But they want to present this propaganda like the story is over now because their story is over. Everybody get ready. The world is getting ready to end. The Lord is coming back. This is it. No, this ain't it. This is it for you all. We get a turn, and it's our turn now. Like the brother said, we are next. So our job is to make sure that we educate you, get you to the point where you understand that we're about to start operating on a different frequency. We're about to take this to a whole nother level. You know, we have to play in these arenas for the moment, but the Most High, like the sister said, is letting us know through the series of events that are taking place with the weather, with the wars,
with the rumors of wars, with the fighting in Gaza. All of this stuff is all preordained. It's premeditated. We knew this was going to happen, and it has to happen because this is the birthing of a nation. A nation is going to be born in a day.
Yep, this is powerful. The Almighty
yes,
is
sir,
great.
And it's happening in our lifetime, Brother Adonijah. Who would have thought it? Who would have thought that we
correct.
Would be able to see something like this, that a nation would be born in a day?
Yeah, that is correct. I never thought it would happen in my lifetime. You understand? And, you know, to be honest with you, you understand, I didn't think it was going to happen in my next generation's time. I thought it was going to take a little longer, you understand? But I didn't know what to look for. And I don't know what to look for as it stands right now, but I know that I know a little bit more than I did maybe 2 years ago. You understand? I know that the Almighty's in control, and He said He's going to bring us home. You understand? And home is Jerusalem, that region over there that's being housed by those imposters. You understand? And the Almighty's getting rid of them. You understand? He's bringing them out. They already secretly said that they are Khazars. So consequently, they can't be Khazars and children of Abraham. They cannot be. That don't work like that. They have a genealogy. You understand? And So all the books and everything that they put in place, you understand, with that mentions Jew, you understand, we can start erasing that because we got to put our genealogy and our understanding in that place because that was the worst, biggest lie in the history of the world. You understand? But they had to go through this. We had to go through this. Because we had to be put in the punishment corner for our atrocities.
Mm-hmm.
So now our time in punishment is almost up.
Hallelujah.
Maybe,
hallelujah.
Yeah, hallelujah.
I
think we might have five more years. Might have five more years. You understand?
Wow. And, you know, even when we were talking
really,
in the school of knowledge,
I don't
want to.
Sliga?
I said we were talking about the significance of 70
yeah.
and what the number 70
that,
means.
That is
and,
correct.
And, you know, we don't even realize that according to their calculations, they landed in 1948. And in 2018, they would have been in the land for 70 years. And
that
look
is,
at what's going on. I mean, everything is just disrupting itself. The Most High is making them fight against each other. And that was the covenant that He made with Noah. He said, no longer will I import punishment on man. I'm going to let man be the judge of man, and you're going to be the one to do it. So he is standing on His word according to His word, and they are taking each other out, and we have the opportunity to watch it, and there's nothing we can do about it but be ready to move when the time comes. That's the reason for the show. That's why we're on the radio show, to get you to understand it's time to gather as a nation. That's what the nation of Yehuda is all about. It's time to gather as a nation. We're working with members of A Better World in Israel. Even though there's bombs flying in Israel, the elect is still over there working under treacherous environments, getting things prepared so that we can go over there and build a community and be ready to move when the Most High says it's time for the mass exodus. He always has workers that goes ahead and does the work, and that's what we're doing with members of A Better World, and we want everyone to please be a part of this. Help us build the nation of Yehuda. Email us at theyehudaproject@gmail.com. We are going to have our business meeting tonight for all of our directors. If you want to be a part of this team, this has become an international now. We have people signing up from all over the world that's participating in this because they know the time is now. If you want to be a part of the team and help us to do this and be a part of this great movement, email us at theyehudaproject@gmail.com, and we would love to have your talents, bring your talents aboard so we can get this thing done. Brother Donnie, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
No, that's quite all right, you understand. I just want to let everybody know that you can be a part of this growth of building the nation, you understand, for your children and mine. You understand? We need to put these things in place. You understand? Because if we don't, you understand? And I shouldn't even say if we don't, because we're going to do it. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
We just want you to participate in helping us put this together for your children and mine. And this is the nation of Yehuda. You understand? This has to happen. We have to build a government structure so that when the peoples come to the land, you understand, they fall right into the scheme of what's being done. You understand? So we need us. It's going to be a remnant. That's true, and you can be a part of it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And those of you, don't forget, we have a radio show that's powerful on Tuesdays at 6:30. Members of A Better World, Prince Asiel, Prince Elron, all of those beautiful brothers are coming on there on Tuesday night to bring information. And our shows are now beginning to complement the other. We didn't even plan it this way. This is just how the Most High has it planned, that our shows are complementing each other and is giving us some advanced information so that we can move forward. We have a lot of people on the line and quite a few people in the chat line, and we need all of you all to email us, sign up, help us to build this nation. All of our directors are virtual. They're all over the country, all over the world. And we set you up where we can all work via the internet. All you need is a phone and the internet and a computer, and we will put you to work to help build the nation, and we're putting things together. So please don't hesitate to contact us. If you want to contact us by phone, our phone number is 513-494-6653. 513-494-6653. Leave us your phone number. We'll call you, and we want to get you engaged so we can get this thing moving. Also, don't forget tonight, all my directors, we're having a meeting tonight at 6:30. We won't be on long. We have some updates that we have to give you all and get everything together. Our new class for the School of Knowledge will be starting on Thursday. On Thursday. So if you're interested in being a part of the school, please don't hesitate to email us or leave your phone number at 513-494-6653. 513-494-6653. And let us know that you're interested and we can get this thing going. We're also looking for instructors. So that young man who helped us to do what we need to do, please, we would love to have you as an instructor. We also have a young man from Israel that has agreed to teach us Hebrew, the Yiddish. He's ready to teach us that because we have to be able to operate with the language that they're operating under today. And if you're interested in that school and learning that language, please let us know and email us at the same email address, theyehudaproject@gmail.com, and we would love to have you register for that class. We'll let you know when that class is going to be available and do all the things that we need to do. But go on our website. Our website is www.NOY for Nation of Yehuda, MONARCH for the word monarch, .US. So it's www.NOYmonarch.us, and we'll just look it over, and I hope you can enjoy it. If there's something that you'd like to provide us with or a position you'd like to take, just let us know, and we would love to get you on board. Brother Donia, do you have any final remarks that you'd like to give?
I just want to let everybody know that I love them, and there's nothing that they can do about it. Hallelujah. And it's nation-building time. Hallelujah.
All right, I was getting ready to ask you, what time is it?
It's nation-building time. Hallelujah.
It's nation-building time. And on that note, everyone, we say shalom, shalom. Thank you so much, and we appreciate it. We'll see you next week. Here we go.
The South's favorite mixtape supplier, DJ At Low, is in the building.
Sitting here, guess I didn't make bail. Got time and a story to tell. Started when I was 9 years old. Woke up and daddy was gone. I started hustling and they couldn't tell me nothing. Running in the hood trying to be somebody. My soul was on empty. I was searching for something. Tried to be good. Try to keep from trouble, living too fast. make it right. I'm coming from where I'm from. I've got heart. Wasn't really looking, guess I found it. 5'3", light brown skin. Coming from the university. Nighttime, looking kind of lovely. Didn't know she had much game. Down the ride out, even take the train. Even took her to a poker game. Top notch, fried chicken and sushi. Try to be good. Try to treat you like a lady. Try to be your friend. Turned out that you were shady. I'm trying to get lonely. Coming from where I'm from. Things ain't what they seem to be. Coming from where I'm from. Time to get a little angry, yeah, yeah. Coming from where I'm from. Time to get the best of me.
Lois in the building.
Coming from where I'm from. I'm trying to get my own. Coming from where I'm from. Sometimes I gotta cry a little bit louder. Coming from where I'm from. Sometimes you gotta fight the pain, yeah.
That's my best friend. That's one of my good friends, Anthony Hamilton, coming where I'm from. So that is my song right there. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. We've had a beautiful time. I was trying to contact my brother from A Better World. I think he's still on there. Prince Elrod, if you're still there, would you please push 1? We want to get you on and maybe give you a minute to give some information to our audience, those that are listening. If not, you may still have your phone on mute, but we're glad that you were able to join our show. We're honored that you're here to help support our show on Sunday. We look forward to a continued and a prosperous partnership and endeavor. Don't forget members of A Better World, Prince Asiel, Prince Elrod, Brother Yedidiel. Here he is. He's push 1. We're going to let him say a few words to everyone before we say shalom, shalom. Prince Elrod, are you there?
I am, and I want to say peace and blessings to everybody. I enjoyed the show. As you know, I've been listening, and I was enjoying and the feedback, but particularly I was feeling the spirit and the level of understanding of the people in terms of what the circumstances are, what we need to do, how we need to do it, when we need to do it. I was just enjoying and soaking that up, and I want to commend everybody for their on-point assessments of the realities that we face, and that your call, your exhortation to the people that we need to come together as a group of people. If you don't like nation, don't say nation. We need to come together as a group of people who need to help each other to help ourselves to a better situation. All of us can agree to that. You know, we're not trying to indoctrinate anybody. You know, we're just trying to gather ourselves together so that we can save ourselves according to the dictates of our God.
All right, all right. And you want to tell them a little bit more about Members of a Better World and Tuesday night?
Okay, on Tuesday nights we have a radio program featuring Prince Asiel. Been in the struggle for the past 40, 45 years on behalf of all people, not just Hebrew Israelites, but on behalf of all people for truth, justice, equity, mercy, and peace for all men everywhere, because the kingdom of God was supposed to provide that. So he is there with all his vast experience and wisdom and his continued effort toward fulfilling the will of God. So the topics that we discuss are those topics to lead to a much better condition, a much better understanding, and a mobilization of our people toward not only getting to that level, maintaining that level, and then looking to the next level, as was described in Ezekiel's will. Every level or every round goes higher and higher. So members of A Better World, international and then headquartered in the Holy Land, in the city of Iraq, means just that. Better world for all of us. We've come together. We invite others to join us, and we're working on that behalf. My understanding about God is that, okay, if you do something, I'll help you, but you got to do something first, then I'll help you. And then also that when I help you, you know, there's no help greater than the help that I can provide. There's no thing that I can't do, and there's no thing that I will withhold from you if you follow my instructions. So that's the purpose, members of A Better World. That's the reason, the conditions that people all over the world find themselves in. That's the cause that we all be allowed the opportunity that God has said that we should have. So you're right. The programs are starting to run concurrently now. We're talking about one program. Literally, we're just doing it on Tuesdays and Sundays now. You know, same program, same idea, same momentum, same spirit, and we'll bring people who have been blessed with understanding and ability before the people continuously, all right, so that we cry loud, spare not, that my people might hear, and then when we hear, that we might do something on our own behalf.
All right, all right, and we're going to let that be the last word. Thank you so much, my brother. We appreciate your feedback from members of A Better World, and here we go, everybody. Shalom, shalom. We'll see you later.